Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And as she does every month, we're so grateful for Hastings Mayor Mary Fassbender, who recaps the most recent City Council meeting and kind of gives us an update of what is going on in the wonderful city of Hastings. Mayor Mary, so nice to chat with you. How have you been?
Good, Mol. Busy, you know, very busy as always, not only with the city, but just, you know, community events and all the fun, joyous stuff that we're so fortunate to have in our community. So, yes, our council meeting, we had a record meeting. It was 9 minutes long. Oh, 9 minutes.
Don't you wish they were all like that?
Well, no, because, you know, we got to have things to talk about. But it was different. That was sure. It was very quick. Anyway, as normal, you know, we went through our consent agenda. And again, at this time of year, those are items, you know, that just need to, you know, they're contracts that need to be updated and signed and, you know, financial statements and agreements for, you know, neighborhood projects. And I mean, so all those things are coming to an end. As you see through our community, the areas that had construction, you can see they're all complete now and all roads are open and we have beautiful new streets. And like I always say, you know, a project is hard to go through, but boy, when it's done, it sure is a beautiful blessing. And our streets just, you know, look so much better and cars travel easier on our roads. So, and then the only thing literally less on our agenda was a monument sign variance for the confluence. And the only reason why there was a variance is because of the area that it's in the downtown area, there are no lawns or yards for signs. And the confluence obviously has a front yard, a lawn area. If people remember when Hudson was there, they had a big green space in the front, and that's where their monument sign was. So that is what we passed last night, that they could put their monument sign up. So quick meeting. Again, you know, we are nearing the end of the year, so that's always just tidying up on, like I said, contracts and bringing new things in for next year, signing new things for next year. So, but, you know, the city continues to stay busy. Just because they're, you know, we're nearing the end of the year doesn't mean we stop and restart. It's just a continuum.
And you and I have not spoken, actually, since the election. So fill us in about that, please.
Sure. So the election this year, the candidates were myself, which I ran unopposed, and then Councilmember at Large Lori Brox did not refile her seat, and neither did Councilmember at Large Mark Vaughn. So there were two positions open, and our new at-large council members will be Dave Pemble and Angie House. So they will be sworn in on January 3rd of 2023, as I will be re-sworn in. So those terms, as you know, Mo, the mayor and at-large run every 4 years, and then the at-ward run every 4 years. So now in two more years, the at-ward council people will be up. So yeah, we will have two new seats on our council starting in January.
Well, that's so exciting.
Yeah, you know, it is exciting to bring some maybe fresh eyes. As we know, you know, Angie will be new to the council, and Dave, I mean, we all know that he has served on the school board, and Dave has also been on multiple commissions and committees with the city. So, you know, he understands the process and procedures, which, you know, it's helpful. So, but, you know, we all have learned to work together, and we are there for each other. And so, you know, I think it's kind of an exciting time, too, for us to start a new year and have new ideas and fresh eyes and a different kind of conversation, maybe, you know, during our council meetings.
Absolutely. And a bittersweet time, I would assume, given the longevity of both Councilmember Vaughn and Councilmember Brox.
Yeah, they have both served 8 years, four of which I was able to serve with them. So, yeah, you know, there's always a bittersweet when people leave after so many years, you know, and you have to praise them for their accomplishments. And I hope they look back and feel that they have served their community well, because I know I will express that they have. And again, you know, each of them bring in such a, you know, different perspective, and you have to relearn a new, you know, two new perspectives that are going to come in. So I, like I said, it's bittersweet, but excited to hear the perspective of Angie and of Dave Pemble.
Well, that'll be exciting, Mary, and we can't wait to hear about that. So what else did you want to talk about? I know that this is a busy time of year, and you're coming off a very, very busy time personally in Gobblegate, the wonderful fundraiser that you helped start 25 years ago.
Yes, exactly. So this time of year, I started a couple weeks ago. I have to make the appointments for the council committees, and what that is, Mo, is I appoint three council members to different committees of the council. Like, there's administration committee, there's finance committee, there's planning, there's utilities, there's operations, there's public safety. You know, we have multiple committees that the council members, so say something comes up, I'll use cannabinoids. That comes up. So when something like that comes to council and we don't really have enough information, we typically will send it to PSAC, which is a Public Safety Advisory Commission, which is made up of residents and community members. So it will go to them to have discussion, you know, to find what is the best solution for making or changing an ordinance of cannabinoids, let's say. They take their information and their recommendations, and they may pass it on to the council at that time. And at that time, we can either make a decision or we can send it to the council committee of public safety, meaning then those three members of the city council will get together, take their information and collect more information and try to make the best decision or recommendations for council to pass the newly stated ordinance or changed ordinance. So I'm busy right now trying to determine which three of those committee members will be on each committee, or council members will be on each committee. So I try to, you know, I try to ask their, you know, thoughts. Where would they like to be? What would they like to serve on? And then which is best for, you know, the council, too. You know, so it's, you know, it kind of takes a lot. I put a lot of time into it, I will say, because I want all parties to, you know, give them what they want. But I also want the best person to be on those.
Right. Good fit.
Committees. Yes, yes. So that's what I'm working on, and then I will make those appointments at the first meeting of January. And those committee meetings, those council committee meetings, are possibly monthly, they could be quarterly. It just all depends, you know, the different type of committee. Like finance typically would meet maybe every 6 weeks. So there are, it's more than two meetings a month for the council. There are many more meetings that they have to be involved with. And, you know, it is a big commitment just to let people know to, you know, thank their council members and, you know, even the committee members that are on our commissions. They do put a lot of time and effort into it. But that's the process and procedures of how we can get accomplishments done, you know, during our council meetings. Those two committees, like our committees of the council and the commissions, they supply us with the data, and then we go into deliberation and kind of make our comments and you know, most of the time we come up with a motion to accept, you know, the changes. So that's kind of the process of how we kind of make policies and procedures and get things done.
So can you explain again the difference between a commission and a committee?
Sure. So the commission is made up of residents, community members. And a commission, they don't get paid. It's all volunteer. It's all volunteer. Now, they do have a staff member that sits in on their meeting, you know, to help them take notes or give them the maybe some different resources that our city knows more than what they know. A council committee is made up of three council members. So it's a commission that kind of deliberates from a residential side. What do they see differently? Because, you know, let's be real. Council members kind of, we think governmentally, you know, and we think the process through the, you know, policy and the procedure part of it. Commissions just try to bring the information to the committee so they have a little more basis on what to think and to make it more of a council motion setting.
And the city council and you as the mayor really rely on them, don't you, to
very much
bring
so.
You the yes. bring you kind of a condensed yes. version of topics?
Yes. Well, and their recommendations, it's kind of like our planning commission or, you know, when there's something new structurally coming to town that's being built, it will go to the planning commission. They deliberate it. You know, they bring the good questions. The questions are answered, you know, at the planning commission meetings. And then, you know, they do a vote. You know, a lot of times we'll see if it's passed. We'll see a 7-0 vote, then it will come to council with their recommendations. So they kind of do the dirty work and they bring all the information in and ask the questions. So by the time it gets to council, all the questions are answered. But council may still have some questions.
Absolutely. And you can take their recommendations, or if you further flesh things out, sometimes you don't.
Correct. Yep. And that's what I'm saying. We have a different way of thinking opposed to residential. We get that residential side, and then we have our, you know, policy side that we have to take, you know, into consideration.
So as we are kicking off the holiday season, boy, there's lots going on in Hastings this weekend. Do you want to tell people about the tree lighting and Small Business Saturday and some other things you might be involved in? I know you're coming off a very successful Gobblegate, and it was the 25th annual. Congratulations to you. And so we look forward to hearing how much money was raised. But more than anything, it really is just a great thing for the city, isn't it, to see so many people come together for a common cause?
You know what? It really is, Mo. And to know that 25 years ago, we knew we were going to continue, but we did not know we would continue at the success that we've been able to do. So, you know, anyone that raises dollars for any type of organization is very proud after any amount of money. But I can tell you that we're so happy for the sponsors. Our sponsors are amazing, and the participants and just the support of everybody to be able to know that we've raised over $1.8 million it's just amazing. And, you know, the need is just continual. It just continues to be such a addition to know that those dollars are serving our local families of need. And we will continue. You know, it was wonderful to have Ben Utech come and sing our national anthem. And Ben, as we know, is a Hastings graduate and lived here for multiple years and now, you know, had the success of a Super Bowl winner, and he's doing motivation. And if you don't know, he'll be here on Tuesday. And so Ben will be here along with another musician. I'm sorry, I don't know his
Michael
name.
Mike Arturi with the Love and Spoonfuls.
Yes, yes. So that's another beautiful event that will be on Tuesday, November 29th, free to the community. But you know what, I must really emphasize on what's happening on Saturday, Small Business Saturday. Another name for it is our Holiday Hoopla, which is throughout our downtown. But Small Business Saturday, as you know, is for all of our businesses throughout the whole community. And you'll see there's many deals for restaurants and our shopping areas for Small Business Saturday. We always want to support our small businesses, but this Saturday is a true emphasis for Small Business Saturday, as we're saying. Also, you know, throughout the downtown, you'll see multiple things going on. And, of course, we will have music down at the pavilion. And then we are actually, Mo, this year, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but we have new snowflakes on the light poles downtown for winter decorations. And the snowflake lighting will be Saturday night at 5:15 after the singers at the pavilion will move up from the pavilion to the snowflake lighting. And then right after the snowflake lighting, we'll walk up to the city hall and we will have the third annual tree lighting, which has always been near and dear to my heart. You know, I always say we're going to make a Hallmark movie here someday. And we got the start of it with our tree lighting. So, and it's so nice. We have our Savior's Lutheran Children's Choir singing on the front steps. And Crossroads Church is going to be giving out hot chocolate. So it'd be great if you could end your Holiday Hoopla Small Business Saturday by joining us on the north lawn of the City Hall for the third annual tree lighting and listen to some music and have some hot chocolate and try to get into the spirit of the holidays.
Absolutely. Well, you got us in the spirit just even talking about all that. It's going to be a wonderful upcoming weekend, and we wish you a happy holiday season, Mary. We'll talk to you in another month. Thank you so much. Hastings Mayor Mary Fassbender, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.